Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Yes, sir, it is a Wiffles Wednesday as the harvest marches on across the state of Wisconsin. Our Wiffles representatives are out there kind of trying to guide us on the yields. Steve Quaddy, one of our district sales managers, is along with us. First thing I got to ask you, though, buddy, after all the crazy weather that we picked up, did you hear anything from anybody that concerned you? We knew that some of this corn might have been a little brittle as far as stalk quality. Any issues with the weather yet?
No, Pam, I have not heard of anything and haven't seen anything. And yes, that was a concern going into the weekend. We welcomed the rain. We can always use that, and gave us a nice little break from the harvest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The harvest has been moving at a pretty rapid clip. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing, what you're hearing. I mean, test weights, moistures, it's what everybody's talking about these days.
Right. I think here in South Central and Southeast Wisconsin, we're about 50% complete on corn harvest. Yields have been ranging anywhere 180 to 230, depending. They kind of follow the summer rains. If we got rain in June and July, obviously the yields are much better. Some areas weren't quite as lucky to get those, but overall the grain quality has been very good. Test weights have been good. It could always be drier with the price of drying the corn this year is a little more than what it has been in the past, so we'd always like it a little drier, but we didn't get a lot of heat units in September and August to really finish off some of the fuller season corns, so in some areas it's staying a little wetter than what we'd like. But we should be monitoring those stocks If you think there's an issue out there, going out and getting that crop out of the field as soon as we can.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think all of us understand that. Better to have it in the bin or harvested, even if it's a little on the wet side. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been seeing as far as your Wiffles hybrids are concerned, Steve. Seen any interesting side-by-sides or getting any yield results that have piqued your interest?
Yes, last week was a big week for some side-by-sides and test plots in the Edgerton area. Last week, we were in Wiffles was in a four-company 36-entry plot. Wiffles had the top five numbers in that trial and eight of the top ten. And the real exciting part about that is four of those top numbers were brand-new genetics for us. That's always exciting. In the DeForest area last week, we had two side-by-sides with different companies and did extremely well in those. All across southern Wisconsin in the independent first trials, which have locations in Janesville, Arlington, Monroe, Oregon, Watertown, we've been doing very well. Products like 2656 and 3576 and 5778, which are all new products this year or were new last year. We've been doing extremely well in those trials, and we have seven new hybrids in the maturity zones that we're talking about here in Southeast Wisconsin, and all of them are performing very well, and that's always exciting.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's a great opening conversation for people that are already starting to look ahead 2023. You guys like to sit down and make sure that you're hand-selecting varieties dependent on soil types, what the game plan is as far as, when you're going to get in the fields, all of that.
Exactly. We're doing that right now when we're riding in combines with growers. We can really – that's really a great time to have a good conversation with a grower and customers and potential customers, because you're in the field, you're seeing if there's any concerns, you're seeing it, and how can we work with that grower and help make him more profitable, and that's always a great time to do that.
Let me just admit it. That smile just must get so big when you're in that combine and they have to start slowing down because the yield's so big, eh?
Yeah, when they got to, you know, hey, we got to wait for the green card or I can't make it across the field. Those are great problems to have, Pam.
I tell you what, I believe it, Steve. Very good, and I'm glad that the harvest is going so well. Again, Steve Quatty along with us. He's a district sales manager with our friends from Wyffels. Remember, if you're looking for your corn dedicated, a family farm-owned company, then Wyffels is the place to begin. Talk to good people like Steve or any of our Wyffels folks that are in Wisconsin. Wyffels.com can get you started. And that, my friends, is our Wyffels Wednesday update with Steve Quatty. Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.